What if there was a way to predict innovation success with 86% accuracy? While most companies stumble through product development with failure rates exceeding 80%, a quiet revolution has been transforming how organizations innovate. It began with IBM's catastrophic PCJR failure in 1984, a billion-dollar lesson that sparked a completely new approach to understanding what customers actually need. Tony Olwick's outcome-driven innovation methodology, endorsed by Harvard's Clayton Christensen and adopted by Microsoft, Bosch, and Twitter, has been delivering consistent results for over 25 years. The secret? Stop guessing what customers want and start understanding the jobs they're trying to get done. The typical innovation process is fundamentally broken. Companies brainstorming coffee makers obsess over colors, while customers struggle with inconsistent brewing and impossible-to-clean parts. This ideas-first approach is mathematically doomed, with 50-50 customer needs in any market, randomly generating solutions is like throwing darts blindfolded. Asking customers for solutions fails too. No one requested Sony's Walkman or envisioned Uber, but everyone complained about unreliable taxis. Customers excel at knowing what they're trying to accomplish, not how to accomplish it. The needs-first approach sounds better but fails because companies lack a common language for defining needs. A staggering 95% of managers report internal disagreement on what constitutes a customer need. One team interprets safer car as crash resistance, another sees driver assistance features. Google Glass, Amazon's Fire Phone, Microsoft's Zune, all technically innovative failures addressing no clear customer need. Without a structured framework to categorize and prioritize needs systematically, innovation remains a costly guessing game. The Jobs to be Done Needs framework organizes customer needs into six categories. At its center is the core functional job, the fundamental task customers aim to accomplish, stable across time and geography. Preserving family memories endures whether through photo albums or cloud storage. Consider use a saw versus cut wood in a straight line. The latter opens possibilities for laser cutting, water jets, or new technologies. Desired outcomes are specific, measurable criteria, like minimize distortion when playing music at high volume. The framework extends to related jobs, collecting sawdust while cutting, emotional and social jobs, feeling confident in craftsmanship, consumption chain jobs, research through disposal, and financial outcomes, total cost of ownership, ROI. A professional woodworker evaluates revenue generation potential, a hobbyist focuses on purchase price. This structure reveals complexity, often 100-plus distinct needs per market. Medical device design encompasses infection prevention, sterilization ease, system compatibility, and regulatory compliance. By mapping this landscape, companies discover hidden opportunities, determine underserved needs, and prioritize features, creating data-driven innovation strategies that deliver measurable value. Products succeed when they help customers get jobs done better and/or more cheaply. The Jobs to be Done Growth Strategy Matrix reveals five distinct approaches based on performance and cost positioning. A differentiated strategy targets underserved customers with premium offerings that dramatically outperform competitors. Nest captured over 25% profit share with less than 10% market share by entering at $250, 7 times typical thermostat prices, while getting the job done significantly better. The dominant strategy delivers products performing at least 20% better and 20% cheaper. Netflix exemplified this by offering greater convenience than Blockbuster while eliminating late fees, a combination incumbents struggle to defend against. A disruptive strategy confirms Clayton Christensen's theory. Companies win in overserved segments with cheaper products that perform adequately. Microsoft Word users switching to Google Docs accepted reduced functionality for cost savings. The discrete strategy sells existing products at premium prices in restricted access situations, like airport water after security, highly profitable but potentially exploitative. A sustaining strategy offers marginal improvements, under 5%, that help incumbents maintain position but won't entice customers to switch. Customers typically require at least 20% improvement to change products. Success hinges on determining whether target segments are underserved or overserved. Choose wisely. The wrong strategy fails regardless of execution quality. Outcome-driven innovation transforms jobs to be done theory into structured practice through a repeatable methodology. It begins with precise customer definition, the end user who directly interacts with the product, the lifecycle support team who maintains it, and the purchase decision maker who controls the budget. In enterprise software, this means understanding data analysts, IT staff, and department heads, each bringing different perspectives. Next comes defining the core functional job from the customer's perspective, avoiding narrow definitions like brew coffee instead of prepare morning beverage, and overly broad ones like be productive instead of create professional presentations. The job map follows, breaking work into 8 universal steps: define, locate, prepare, confirm, execute, monitor, modify, and conclude. This framework captures desired outcomes, specific metrics customers use to measure success, direction of improvement, performance metric, object of control, and contextual clarifier. For example, minimize time required to adjust sound settings when switching between music genres. After collecting 150 to 150 outcome statements through customer research, quantitative analysis determines which outcomes are both important and poorly satisfied. The opportunity algorithm, importance plus importance minus satisfaction, prioritizes these opportunities, with scores above 10 indicating significantly underserved needs. Outcome-based segmentation identifies distinct groups with unique unmet needs, revealing underserved segments, growth opportunities, overserved segments, disruptive potential, or appropriately served segments, competitive parity needed. This systematic approach has delivered an 86% success rate, 5 times better than traditional methods. Microsoft reversed declining software assurance renewals by discovering they only engaged customers at purchase, not throughout the software lifecycle. Interviewing procurement managers and IT professionals revealed 175 desired outcomes. The breakthrough? Microsoft already possessed solutions but had never bundled them. Packaging existing tools like license tracking servers and security templates into software assurance exceeded revenue goals by over 10% without new development. Kroll OnTrack used ODI to dominate electronic document discovery as paperless offices emerged. Identifying 100 desired outcomes around finding information that supported/refuted legal cases, they focused on underserved needs like minimizing exclusion of relevant documents and preventing inadvertent data alteration. They grew from $11 million to over $200 million in 6 years. Arm & Hammer's animal nutrition business achieved over 30% revenue growth within a year. Research revealed their true customer was the dairy producer, not nutritionists. The job was optimizing herd productivity, not nutrition, and large and small dairies often shared identical unmet needs despite different demographics. Redesigning messaging around outcomes rather than features drove double-digit growth. Bosch entered the North American circular saw market, targeting underserved needs of Finnish and advanced carpenters. Their CS20 featured innovations like the Direct Connect cord system, preventing cord cutting and allowing easy replacement. Concept testing showed 38% satisfaction improvement, far exceeding the typical 10% for successful products. The CS20 became a top seller, proving systematic innovation delivers predictable results. Most innovation efforts fail, wasting billions on unwanted products while gut feelings masquerade as strategy. Jobs to be done thinking offers a fundamental shift in understanding value creation. When Netflix recognized customers wanted convenient entertainment rather than movie rentals, they transformed an industry. When Airbnb understood travelers sought belonging anywhere, not just accommodation, they revolutionized hospitality. These weren't lucky guesses. They were systematic insights about customer jobs. The future belongs to organizations seeing beyond features to fundamental customer jobs. Amazon and Apple succeed by understanding customer jobs across multiple touchpoints. The tools exist. The 86% success rate proves systematic innovation works. The question is whether you'll continue gambling on intuition or embrace a systematic approach. Your competitors are already choosing. What will you decide?